escalation in Kyiv. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Russia continues its bombardment of Ukraine's capital city, even as both sides agree to keep talking.
Peace talks have resumed, with a proposed ceasefire and humanitarian corridors discussed. Ukraine says new aid efforts are planned, including for hard-hit Mariupol in the south. The city reports 2,000 cars have left.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Lviv. A member of the Fox family has been killed in Ukraine. Beloved cameraman Pierre Zakshevsky died in the attack outside Kyiv. Oleksandra Sasha Kushnaya was also killed. She was working for Fox as a consultant in the attack that wounded correspondent Benjamin Hall. Congress will hear from Ukraine's president tomorrow in a rare virtual address.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration should say yes to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Well, my guess is that everything he's going to request is something we ought to be doing.
But Zelensky has asked NATO to enforce a no-fly zone over Ukraine, something McConnell says is not an option, but
there are a lot of weapons that are extremely effective in controlling the air,
including, McConnell says, MiG fighter jets offered by Poland. The Pentagon has discouraged that move, warning it could be viewed as escalatory. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Second gentleman Doug Emhoff has tested positive for COVID. President Biden made the announcement a short time ago at the White House, explaining that's why Vice President Harris skipped today's Equal Pay Day event.
He's fine, but out of abundance of caution, she decided she wasn't going to join us.
The president saying Vice President Harris tested negative. A member of the far-right Proud Boys group will remain jailed until his trial. Enrique Tarrio is being held on charges that he remotely led a plot to stop Congress's certification of the 2020 election. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The Coast Guard is working to refloat a huge cargo ship in the Chesapeake Bay.
The 1,000-foot vessel ran aground in the Maryland portion of the Chesapeake Bay as it headed from Baltimore to Norfolk, Virginia. The Coast Guard says it's not clear how the Sunday evening mishap took place, but there were no injuries, pollution, or damage to the container ship. The ship, called the Ever Forward, isn't obstructing traffic in a nearby navigational channel, but nearby vessels are reducing their speed and taking other precautions. The Taiwan-based company that owns the ship also owns the Ever Given, which became stuck in the Suez Canal last year. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Another company is removing COVID-19 protocols for customers and employees.
COVID protocols for a big bank are being lifted. JP Morgan Chase says it will end its hiring ban on unvaccinated individuals beginning April 4th. In addition, masking in its corporate offices will also be optional for both vaccinated and unvaccinated staffers. JP Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs began calling their employees back to the office February 1st. Meanwhile, Citigroup and Wells Fargo are planning to start bringing employees back to the office in the middle of this month. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Wholesale inflation in the United States shot up 10% last month from a year earlier, and what the Labor Department says is another sign that inflationary pressures remain intense at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department says its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers, rose 0.8% from January. The increases were in line with the economists' forecasts. Wholesale energy prices were up 33.8% over the past year, and food prices up 13.7%. On Wall Street, stocks rallied as oil prices fell. The Dow gained 599 points, the NASDAQ up 367, the S&P plus 89. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.